D60, Soul Path Analysis for Diane Keaton. Let us do the Soul Path Analysis based on D60 chart of Diane Keaton. Now, the Sun placed in the 6th house, ruling her 8th house, and aligned with the D60 deity, Utpada, directed Diane Keaton's soul journey through intense confrontation with chaos, conflict, and personal transformation. The 6th house governs service, enemies, illness, and the resolution of karmic debts, while the 8th house symbolizes deep inner change, crisis, and rebirth. Utpada, meaning upheaval or calamity, reveals a soul that incarnated to shake structures, challenge norms, and undergo internal revolutions that catalyze external change. The Sun here did not express power through conventional prestige, but through navigating inner storms, embodying a fierce integrity that refused conformity. Her roles and artistic choices often reflected this: raw, offbeat, fearless. The soul lesson involved facing adversity not with submission but with original fire, to clear karmic burdens through dignified confrontation, and to lead by being unafraid to disrupt the expected. The Moon in the 4th house, ruling her 7th house, and governed by the deity Devagni, forest fire, added an emotional landscape marked by deep intensity, inner volatility, and periodic emotional combustions. The 4th house speaks to inner roots, emotional security, and personal foundations, while the 7th house rules public relationships and one-on-one dynamics. Devagni, the fiery purifier, denotes burning away attachments that no longer serve, often through dramatic events or emotional upheaval. Diane's emotional body carried the imprints of past emotional burnings, early root shocks, intense relational experiences, that pushed her to cultivate emotional self-reliance. Her public image often bore an emotional mystique, enigmatic, self-contained, and emotionally intelligent, yet unyielding. The Moon here required her to pass through phases of emotional devastation and renewal, eventually anchoring her emotional authority in an inner fire that transformed vulnerability into strength. Her soul path called for using emotional fire not to destroy, but to illuminate the truth of the heart. Mars placed in the 2nd house, ruling her 4th and 11th houses, and influenced by the deity Nirmala, directed her assertive and action-oriented nature toward clean, disciplined self-expression, value formation, and emotional legacy. The 2nd house represents speech, personal values, and family inheritance, while the 4th and 11th houses pertain to emotional roots and collective aspirations. Mars here imparted a strong voice and a bold, principled tone in public and private expression. Nirmala, the embodiment of purity and moral clarity, refined Mars' aggressive impulses into articulate advocacy and precise emotional expression. Her assertiveness came not from loudness, but from clarity, control, and impeccable delivery. Whether on screen or in interviews, her voice, literal and symbolic, resonated with power wrapped in elegance. The soul's directive was to purify desire and temper action with moral restraint, using verbal and value-based clarity as tools for inner and social impact, drawing emotional strength from a disciplined inner fire. Mercury placed in the 2nd house, ruling her 6th and 9th houses, and influenced by the D60 deity Deva, shaped Diane Keaton's intellectual foundation, speech, and daily work ethic through noble refinement and ethical alignment. The 2nd house signifies values, speech, and resource consciousness, while the 6th house governs discipline and service, and the 9th house represents dharma, higher learning, and belief systems. Mercury in the 2nd sharpened her intellect and gave precision to her expression, particularly in articulating personal values and ethical clarity. Deva, representing divine order and righteous authority, demanded that her communication be principled, her learning integrated with service, and her worldview informed by a code of higher truth. This gave her a refined, introspective presence and a voice rooted in discernment. The soul's journey here involved using intellect and expression not merely for dialogue or cleverness, but as a sacred instrument of truth, voice, and guidance, making communication a devotional act. Jupiter placed in the 2nd house alongside Mercury and Mars, ruling her 3rd and 12th houses, and influenced by the D60 deity Yaksha, brought an expansive, hidden strength to Diane Keaton's speech, writing, and subconscious creative impulses. The 3rd house rules skill, courage, and self-effort, while the 12th governs withdrawal, solitude, and intuitive realms. Yaksha, the keeper of hidden treasures, suggested that her wisdom and expressive power were not obvious or loud, but concealed, discovered through solitude, reflection, and inner inquiry. Jupiter's presence here bestowed a quiet gravitas to her speech and values. Whether in interviews or on screen, her words carried weight. Her skill development was likely self-driven, nourished by retreat, introspection, and internal confrontation. The sole lesson was to cultivate a voice not just for fame or performance, but as a conduit of silent truths, speaking for those internal treasures too subtle to be easily seen, yet too valuable to ignore. Venus placed in the fifth house, ruling her fifth and tenth houses, and influenced by the D60 deity Gulika, introduced a complex karmic tension between desire, beauty, and the pursuit of fame or creative recognition. The fifth house governs creativity, romance, and emotional expression, while the 10th relates to public reputation, authority, and professional destiny. Venus here enhanced her artistic magnetism, romantic aura, and performance charisma, yet under Gulika's shadowy and karmically burdened influence, these gifts were never without cost. Gulika signifies persistent inner conflict, inherited sorrow, and patterns that must be purified through enduring life's dualities. Her public image carried elegance and enigma, but beneath it, the soul bore the weight of creative burdens, romantic detachment, or unfulfilled longing. The lesson was to express beauty and love not for validation, but for transmutation, to use art and performance as rituals of emotional purification, redeeming past wounds through beauty that carried depth, not decoration. Saturn, placed in the third house, ruling her first and second houses, and influenced by the D60 deity Peyote, grounded Diane Keaton's identity, voice, and expressive abilities in discipline, emotional containment, and karmic responsibility. The third house governs communication, courage, and self-expression, while the first house represents the self and the second house personal values and speech. Saturn's placement here endowed her with a serious, structured, and deliberate communication style, her words measured, her tone introspective, her presence reserved but commanding. Peyote, the vast ocean, added emotional depth and containment to her expression, suggesting that her speech and persona held emotional reservoirs not easily shown, but deeply felt. The soul lesson involved learning to wield personal power through silence, timing, and deliberate articulation, turning restraint into strength. Her identity was not about loudness, but weight. Every gesture, word, or pause carrying the depth of a soul that had learned to conserve, preserve, and communicate only what truly mattered. Rahu, placed in the seventh house, ruling her second house, and influenced by the D60 deity Marut, brought intensity, craving, and boundary-pushing tendencies into Diane Keaton's relational life and public image. The seventh house governs partnerships, visibility, and public roles, while the second house relates to voice, resources, and self-worth. Rahu here amplified the desire to be seen, to engage deeply or unconventionally with others, and to assert a unique voice in partnership and public space. Marut, the storm wind deity, signified fast-moving, electric, and sometimes chaotic karmic energy, lending volatility but also brilliance to her relational dynamics and career identity. She may have been drawn to complex, unconventional partnerships or carried a public persona that oscillated between mystique and disruption. The soul path here demanded that she learn how to stabilize the whirlwind of Rahamartut energy into clarity, to evolve beyond craving recognition or connection into offering presence that electrifies yet uplifts. K2, placed in the first house, ruling her 11th house, and also influenced by Marut, infused Diane Keaton's sense of self with detachment, intuition, and karmic maturity. The first house represents the physical self and life direction, while the 11th house governs social impact, aspirations, and collective belonging. K2 brought an innate sense of being different, of carrying a destiny not tied to conformity or collective validation. With Marut's volatile and rapid moving force, her presence may have always felt slightly unpredictable, elusive yet magnetic, cutting through social conventions with grace and distance. The soul lesson here involved embracing that detachment, not as withdrawal, but as clarity, to remain present in the world while transcending its illusions. She was never meant to fit the mold. Her dharma was to stand apart, embodying a spirit of individuality that did not reject the world, but reshaped it through subtle rebellion and timeless poise.